Now notice in chapter 15 what he has to say to them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land of your habitations, which I give unto you. Now notice this, they can delay God's blessing, but they cannot destroy God's purpose. That is the whole theme of this chapter here. God goes forward, and the people are going backward. They're turned back into the wilderness out of which they've come. God said they were going to enter, and as far as that is concerned, it's as good as done. That's the reason a great deal of prophecy is put in what is known as a prophetic tense in the Old Testament. It's put in actually as past tense. As far as God is concerned, it's done, friends. When he says it's going to come to pass, well, it's come to pass in his program. Now we find out that actually, at this particular stage, God says, When ye come into the land of your habitations, which I give unto you, these are the things you're going to do. Well, 40 years later, Israel in a new generation, they entered the land and they did the things that their fathers disbelieved. Now, here is some of the things that God says to them that they were to do when they got in the land. God says, I'll make an offering by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering or in your solemn feast to make a sweet savor unto the Lord of the herd of the flock. Then shall he that offereth his offering unto the Lord. And then he goes on to talk to them about this offering, and he says that a hin of oil was to be put on it. That speaks of the Holy Spirit. And you're to put a hin of wine for a drink offering, and that speaks of joy. And the ram here is also offered, not only a lamb, but a ram is to be offered. And then in verse 8, when thou preparest a bullock. In other words, God talks to them about exactly what they're going to do when they enter the land. This is just same as done as far as God is concerned. But now in the wilderness, they'll turn back to idolatry. But the new generation that's coming into the land are going to offer these offerings that all speak of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, may I just intrude here with a word relative to this as it is applicable to us today. How many of us as believers, probably you listen to this Bible study and you go to a good church, I'm sure, and on Sunday you serve the Lord. But actually on Monday, are you serving God? Are you serving the Lord Jesus? When you go to work, put on your workday clothes, are you serving Christ then just as you did on Sunday? Or really are you serving the gods of this world today? How many Christians today, the minute that Monday comes, they lapse right back into the program of the world, and the Lord Jesus is forgotten for all day Monday? Does he go with you for Monday, friends? You see, God says when you get into the land, these offerings all speak of Christ, and these are the things that you're to do. But in the wilderness, these people, they turned away from these things. And again, may I say, are you today living a secular life during the week and a sort of a sacred religious life on Sunday? It's no good, friends. I tell you, the Lord Jesus, he wants to go into the marketplace with you. He wants to go into the marts of trade and on the streets of this world today. And he's as real there as he is in your church on Sunday, I can assure you that. How we need to see this. Now, there's a great deal in this chapter that we could deal with, but I'm not going to deal with it because this actually is to be the law for them when they get into the land. You see, they're not going to be there till 40 years. But God, he's going ahead. To him, it's just same as done.